kirungi okubuuza ku muliraanawo.
It is good you greet your neighbor.
Buuza ku muliraanawo.
Greet your neighbor.
Mwagalize ebirungi.
Wish them the good things.
Mukama abawo mukisa.
May God bless you.
Katugende maso.
Let's proceed on.
Tusobola okubaako we tweyongera mu kutegeera Katonda waffe.
That we can move more into understanding about God.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
And by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Omune musumba.
Together with Pastor Bosa.
Tubaagala nnyo mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
Love you so much in the name of Jesus.
Era twagala nnyo okulabikanga ffena tutuukira ddala mu kumanyira ddala Katonda.
And we love so much to appear in reaching into the understanding of God.
Kubanga Mukama waffe yawaayo ekiweebwayo.
When the Master gave up the offering.
Yawaayo saddaka olw'ebibi byaffe n'olw'obutamanya bwaffe.
He gave out the sacrifice for sins and for our ignorance.
Kyetuva twagala okugobera ddala obutamanya.
That is where we want to cast out every ignorance.
Tusobole okuteekamu ekitiibwa ekiweebwayo kya Mukama waffe.
That we may honor the offering of our Master Jesus.
Nti omusaayi gwe gwe yayiwa.
That the blood he shed.
Gubalibwa okuba ogw'omuwendo omungi.
That we may be counted to be very precious.
Nga gwatuwonya ekibi.
And it saved us from sin.
Ate mu kaseera ke kamu.
And at the same time.
Ne gutuggyako obutamanya.
And it took away our ignorance.
Amina.
Amen.
Kati tuwanise obutamanya obwo.
Now let's fight that ignorance.
Kubanga ekiweebwayo kyaweebwayo.
For the offering was given up.
Okutuggyako
to take away that ignorance. The sin and the ignorance.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I want to appear to be moving on.
And we are
going to search out and continue to understand totally. This city, Jerusalem of heaven, which is found in the first created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Praise Jesus. Let's proceed on.
Tugenda kutuukiriza ekyawandiikibwa kino.
We are going to be fulfilling this scripture.
Bwe tweyongera okuyingira mu kumanya ebikwatagana ekibuga Yerusalemu.
When we continue to know what concerns the Jerusalem city of heaven.
Ekimu ku mwaka ogw'okubiri mu lugendo lw'eggulu.
Which was in the second year of the journey of heaven.
Mukama bye yali asimbyeko nnyo essira.
Some of the things God put emphasis on.
Gwali mwaka gwa 2006.
It was 2006.
Mukama yali asimbye nnyo essira ku bikwatagana n'ekibuga kino Yerusalemu eky'eggulu.
The Lord had put emphasis on this city, Jerusalem of heaven.
Yantwalangayo.
He never took me, he took me there. Where he always took me. To understand what concerns it. And to reveal it in his seasons. On too many people. Who love him. And they are seeking him. Praise Jesus. We know that in Proverbs 8. Verse 17. God loves them who love him. And they will diligently seek him. Surely they must see him. But when we see him.
Jeremiah
29, 10-12, he tells us to search out him totally. And this moment, as we see the Master Jesus, in John 14:20, he says, and the other day you know you are within me. And now we continue to understand him. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15-19,
it
shows what is in heaven and on earth are within the Lord Jesus. But now we are on the part to see the Jerusalem city of heaven, which is in the first heaven. Praise Jesus. And all that we see, they concern the Master Jesus. Praise Jesus so much.
We
understood as we are moving on to see the Jerusalem city of heaven. Praise Jesus.
We are
going to see of the streams within it. Praise Jesus. After that, we shall be seeing all the foundations and the stones which make up this city. Every homeland was built in what type of stone? For we understood that God built this city himself.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. As we introduce afresh, we want to let you know that we are crying for knowledge and understanding. We cry for knowledge and understanding. God, that he may hand them over to us. And that we may commit it to more other people out. Hebrews 11:10, he tells us this. Let's read. Praise Jesus. They were waiting for the city God himself built, which he himself began on, and he made foundations for it. Praise Jesus. Hebrews 12:22, they will come you officially in that city.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They will come you afresh still in the Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. As we move on to analyze it, we understood that this Jerusalem we see, it has that image of the one on earth, which is found in Israel. In those days it was known as Canaan. Praise Jesus. According to Joshua 10, verse 1 and 2, they tell us this.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Israel, when they reached this land of Canaan, there was that city of Jerusalem. And we knew how those fallen angels had built it, and were working with the Canaanites.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But that Jerusalem, it's an image of the one which is in heaven, Jerusalem of heaven. But in the same way, the Jerusalem of heaven, it's an image of the one going to come above the heavens, which is in the beginning, where the new heaven and the new earth are. Now when you want to know clearly the structure, the appearance of Jerusalem of heaven, we are going to go into the new heaven, the Jerusalem up there.
Yes,
praise Jesus, which is in the new heavens and new earth, which is formed above the heavens.
Bible
speaks in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9 to 12, that when the Master Jesus rose up, he ascended up above all the heavens.
Yes,
praised Jesus. And he went above the heavens. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, it tells us again that the Lord chose us within him before the world existed. We are based on above the heavens. That's where we first resided. And when you look at Psalms 68:18, it shows up above the heavens. But what is above the heavens is where we see the new heavens and the new earth. And there we find the new Jerusalem. It means the Jerusalem we see of the first heaven. It's an image of the one which is going to come after Jerusalem of earth, to be an image of the one which is in the first heaven. Praise Jesus so much. All these, we separate them in this moment of knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are going to move above the heavens. And we first see the foundations of Jerusalem above the heavens. Those foundations we are going to see. They are the same this Jerusalem has in the first heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Like you go to see the rooms of the other, how the foundations appear, the names which are put upon them, it is the same upon this Jerusalem in the first heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We want to move up and see Revelation 21 from verse 1. The new heaven and new earth to be seen. All these heavens must have been taken away. And you see the new heavens and the new earth. But up in the new heavens and new earth, when we shall reach there, we shall know more concerning that heaven. But right now we still see Jerusalem of heaven so far. We've moved above the heavens that we may see the foundations of this city, Jerusalem. Praise Jesus so much. We are going to go to verse 2. Revelation 21, verse 2. Praise Jesus. This new Jerusalem, it is up above the heavens. Praise Jesus. For the Jerusalem spoken of now, when you go to Isaiah 66, you will see that it is already there. For it is what was,
and
it's what is called, what is going to come. When you go even to Isaiah 64:17, you will continue to see the same things.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. What is like this? Why we've gone to the Jerusalem above, or the new heavens, but we can get out the image of the Jerusalem which is so far there. For the Jerusalem of the heaven which is so far appearing, it's the image of the one which is new.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Revelation 21 verse 2.
Yes, he was. What way be your baby?
which we are seeing right now, like the Jerusalem which is so far.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It will disappear. But it's what is now, that's where we are gathered from. That's where we are being gathered from now.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now what is happening is this.
This
Jerusalem of the heaven which is now, it's an image of the original above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we want to see its foundations. We've gone to its original, which is above the heavens,
in
the new heaven, the new earth, that we may know its foundations. When you reach the city of Jerusalem, you see its beauty,
which
we never think and meditate about, and we move on to a line.
These
nice images which you bring out clear how that city appears, like you see the other map to see the different precious stones.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We have the first homeland, and it was made in a stone called jasper. And we have the second homeland, and it was made of the stone called sapphire. We have the third homeland, it was made, it's made of a stone called chalcedony. We have the fourth homeland. We have that stone called emerald. We have the fifth homeland,
sardonyx,
which is made of sardonyx. That's the stone making it. We have the sixth homeland. It's made of a sardius. That stone appears like that. What we call an homeland, I tried to show that it's made up of many mansions.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
in that same stone type, they all appear in that stone.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now the sixth homeland, on the sixth street, where the door is when they are welcoming us. That's what we see in they are entering the first heaven. All right there. That's why I told you this plan, it must come out from here. To show you, where do you enter as you stretch in Jerusalem? The angels line up on what line? They line up at the sixth street. Between the homeland of the sixth and the seventh. The seventh homeland is made up of that stone, chrysolite.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now the eighth homeland is made of a burial stone. What we call a homeland, when you get it from Jerusalem, it cannot fit on planet Earth. One homeland,
he
sits where we see all the 10 planets where they have covered. The portion where the 10 planets are, only one homeland is there. In this fourth heaven you see. Now where the 10 planets are, that is where
this
one homeland in the Jerusalem city of heaven, in this first heaven. A homeland is a very big thing. There are thousands of angels right there, even saints who have overcome already. Other places there have not been even anyone residing there. That's where the Master Jesus, he spoke in John 14, in my Father's house and many mansions. What he spoke was meaning it. We never understood it before. But when I reached this city, I was able to know and to see the beauty. And that's why you can never confuse me at all. What I work for, I understand it. Praise Jesus. Now we've made you know, we have the ninth homeland. It was made in that stone, which is topaz. It's a very beautiful stone. What I try to show you, when you are in the eighth homeland, you feel you want to go and taste the ninth homeland. When you get from the nine, you feel you want to get back to the eighth. As you see that, you feel you want to go to the others, for everywhere is beautiful. You want to go in each one of them. But what is most important is that we are not limited home. We can move in any homeland we want. And no one hinders you to go wherever you want. That's the liberty in the Jerusalem city. When we look at the angels rejoicing in Revelation 12, and they say, rejoice, O heavens, and you are. Rejoice, heavens, that they were within it. For the accuser of our brethren have been cast out. He has been troubling them. Some homelands, they wanted to go there, yet the fallen angels have captured them. And the devil were residing in them. Now when they chase them, they say, we are going to enjoy all the homelands.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It was so rejoiceful. For any time I reach there, every homeland we should reach it. And me, I would yearn to reach everywhere.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. And sometimes when I came back, I want to be in the bed trying to see what I've been seeing up there. I don't want to trouble. I'm still seeing. But I'm still focused there. And I will take myself back to in my thoughts. And there, I'm still seeing. I'm still seeing. And I was still, I don't want to open my eyes. That I may continue more in them.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. We have the 10th homeland. We have that stone, Christ of Praise. We have the 11th homeland. It's made of that stone, Jacinth. You may even bite your tongue to speak these names. We have the 12th homeland. Made of that stone, amethyst.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you want to go to the second heaven, you have to pass through the homeland of the Jasper, in the midst of Jasper and Amethyst. Just as you enter from here, you stretch straight.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That one is the midst of the cherubim. I don't try to understand. That's why they just shut that entire homeland and they close the way to the above. We shall be able to know
after
we put buildings and where the streets have to be. And we made this of just the map. Praise Jesus. Every in the middle of the homeland, there is a street. The street we speak of, you understand it.
Main road.
It's a main road, highway. And it stretches through.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It stretches through, like you see.
Gate
the first gate.
Gate
the second gate.
The gate.
Everywhere we have put a gate.
Gate.
These gates are 12 gates.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Gate.
But when you reach the gate, it opens automatic itself. There is no angel there to open for you. I don't know if you understand me. Everyone who reaches there and have righteousness, it has to open. It sees that this one is going to pass here. And it opens by itself. When you pass, it shuts itself. There are even distances count. It can count when you're still far here and it says it's coming and it opens. If you walk the distance, you're not going to come back. It counts that as you move this distance, you're not going to come back now. And it shuts itself. Praise Jesus. Now it is good God is persuading you things. But now every homeland, it has what we call a wall. A wall. Fortress. And it is a wall. Jerusalem was built very well. What would have called a wall? It also made of precious stones. We are going to be studying them there. Praise Jesus. Every homeland has a wall. Just as you see them there. We brought out a map you can see. Now that is what we call the central.
We
handle it on Sunday. We shall be capturing the central. And we see of the cherubim, the mercy seat, the ark of the covenant, the altar of God, the seven lampstands. After that, we shall handle the groups of angels. Praise Jesus. But today we are still seeing what concerns foundations of this city, Jerusalem of heaven. Praise Jesus. So much. It was made when it's very beautiful. God Himself, as He sends His Spirit, and it was made.
You
remember in Psalms 104, verse 30, He speaks like this. Psalms 104, verse 30.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Those are the works of the Lord. He sends His Spirit and they are created. Even that city, when He was creating it, Jerusalem of heaven, He sent the Spirit. And the Spirit executed and did all the things. And He mixed those stones according to the powers which He reduces in the colors of rainbow, which you shall see in the third heaven. And they around the throne of God. That's where He got those stones. I can't tell you how He mixed them. We can study as we are on creation. We shall see how He mixes to get those stones. We are going to see the greatness of God all our days. We shall spend on earth. And we shall make others know. Praise Jesus.
We've
gone back to Revelation 21.
Verse 10.
We are seeing Jerusalem, the new heaven and new earth. But what we taken us here,
but
the Jerusalem which is so far in heaven, it's an image of the one which is going to come. Now this is going to help us to understand these foundations we've been studying all. And we know, we see of the streets, and we see of the walls, and the different kind of stones which make up every homeland or every foundation.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We move on to verse 12.
Okay. Tap. Yeah, that must be coming along.
Revelation 21, verse 11. This city, when he saw it coming, it was made up and flashing of the stone of jasper. That light in that city, it comes out. Why does it come out so much? It is near to the door. And there is the way the door brings out the light. And it flashes in that city and the light reflects back to that stone.
And
when the door shuts itself,
you
begin to see every homeland back in its stone. When they open the door of heaven,
Homeland ya Yasapi esoka ne kubara wona wona.
The homeland of Jasper spreads all over.
Wabawo mukutemyanga ku hali.
In a twinkle of an eye.
Nora bo kuchuka chuka ku ekibuga.
And you see the changing of the city.
Burijimo homeland bana yenonga na yefana
bulane. Homeland begins to appear in its color after.
Nemu kusoka soka ne kubapi.
Initially you get a flash of that one Jasper's color. And it lightens the entire city. You may see all is just like this. I ask you, twinkle like this. Each one settles in its color.
There
are changes which begin to happen there. Have you ever seen a flash and after it gets away,
it spreads
all over? You may think that that's the only light around.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But afterwards it changes and it gets back in its colors. Revelations
21:12.
Praise Jesus. It has a very high wall.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know how high is the wall? That wall is bigger than our planet, even in height. Don't you see? Our planet is
up,
but the wall of one foundation is bigger. Only the wall or the wall of every homeland is bigger than our planet and in height. For imagine, when you look at the 10 planets and they make up one homeland, remember it comes from stretches from heaven reaching the top of the heaven, its height. What is called as a wall upon it, our planet is a very short thing. He builds on his size, not on human size. You, everything you count at 1 foot, he counts 1,000. Or 1 meter. 1 meter to him is something like 1,000. Everything we count 1 to him, or 1 kilometer, they count 1,000. And many times he counts in kilometers in height.
He
no more counts in our meters.
He
counts in kilometers.
Now,
your kilometer you claim 1, he counts 1,000 in it.
If
when we are building this wall, what is Jerusalem?
They
built him in kilometers. Now the height we've so far built the wall in is kilometers. He doesn't count in our meters and feet. Those feet, what are you counting? Yet each kilometer, to him he counts 1,000. That means he's counted 1.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
have told you we have 12 gates. And 12 angels upon each gate. When they say 12 angels standing on them, they are the responsibilities of each street. They have been put an angel in charge of that. To be responsible of that street. These usually come from the spirit of council. They were on these streets. It's not that they are going to sweep it. It's a responsibility. God is of order. He put the gate, he can do everything.
Yeah,
he put the responsible of them. If you have come in prison and worship, he must know they have gotten out through that homeland and they have come in the others. They know all of them. They know they have gotten out. They know they have entered. When you come in the center, they know all of you. That's why in Revelations, Revelations 11, we heard that let's count the number of they who worship from here. In the temple, what they call a temple here in Jerusalem, is in the middle of Jerusalem of heaven. When you come to worship, they count you. They who have come are how many? Are they who have gone back real? They're not others mixed with them. But God's intelligence is like that. Praise Jesus. Those angels coming from the spirit of counsel, we shall see them. They have responsible accountability of that city. Not that they are going to account for and give you cars. Or someone got sick.
But
our God, you know, is of order. Like it's 1 Corinthians 14. That our God is of order.
So no gate season.
Now, even these gates. Each gate is found on one street. Just like streets are 12.
All
roads passing through them. Even the gates are like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Revelations 21:12. The names written by them. Each gate. They are the names which are called the children of Israel and their 12 tribes.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Why is it like that? According to Ephesians 2, we are of the holy priesthood.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And this clan has its elders, the 24 elders. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 to 5. But these 24 elders, they were ever represented on this earth. They were first represented by the 12 tribes of Israel and others, the 12. They were represented by the 12 apostles. What is beyond that, we shall be explained of that when we finish studying Jerusalem of heaven. Praise Jesus. Now these names you see, which they are put by them on each gate. Praise Jesus. Those names, they are some of the 24 elders. Even though these children of Israel, the names given them, the 12 clans, they got them from the names of the 24 elders, the first 12 of them. Even this one, the names they named, the apostles of the Master Jesus. Praise Jesus. The other 12 elders to make 24 elders. Praise Jesus. Now the gates, they have those names. It means if you came on this earth, in this holy clan, you have an elder you fall. Praise Jesus. And when you get back, your responsibility, they see it. That is the child of the holy clan. And it came from the elder of the 12th or the 13th gate. I don't know whether you understand me well. But what concerns clans or in our holy priesthood, 24 elders where we come from, I told you we shall be explained as we finish Jerusalem of heaven. When we finish studying the first heaven, mostly wanted to see how it appears.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But what do we have to know? When the master explains in Isaiah 51, he says, remember the rock from which you are cut and the holes from which you are hewn. The rock is the Master Jesus, like it is first Peter chapter 2, verse
3
unto 5. Our master is the rock from which you are cut, but the quarry from which you are hewn, they are the 24 elders. These were the first to be branched off from Christ. Now all creations we have gotten from them. Yes, praise Jesus. According to John 15, that's why the Master says, I'm the true vine, and you are branches. Now, the first branches to be branched of him, there were 24 branches. They're the 24 elders. Now, we, the smaller branches, came from these 24 elders, and they said we came from him. That's why Christ finishes saying, he has to take us back to be one person in him. Colossians chapter 1, 19-20. He has to take us back to be one person as we were. These
clans
and nations and languages, they will get away. If we get back in the holy clan,
yes,
praise Jesus.
Jerusalem.
Now, when you get back to Jerusalem, they know that he came from the elder responsible of the get this number. Or they can quote the wall. They have names of the apostles, rather. I don't know whether they've understood me well. They can quote you that this one came from the elder responsible of the second wall, which is in the homeland, which is made in this type of stone. They know you very much. That's why the Bible says, he knew us before we were in our mother's wombs. He knows what concerns us. And here on earth, even the clans we are in, we have gotten lost within them. But we have to get back to know the holy clan as become children of the house. Let's read it to narrow this part. Ephesians 2 from verse 10. We are God's workmanship. We are created in Christ Jesus. Now Christ Jesus is the rock from which we are cut. But before all of us were gotten out of him, these quarries from which we are cut, hewn, are the 24 elders. Praise Jesus. That's why they say we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Praise Jesus. Ephesians 2:11.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. We are of God's household.
Mm-hmm. twazimbwa ku musingi
of the prophets and apostles.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kristo Yesu mukama
wafu. Praise Jesus our master.
Dalanga yali ejinje ku eri okusona.
He is the chief cornerstone.
Naye abatume.
But the apostles.
Boda yeku batuma abasho okutumibwa.
The first apostles.
Kuntandikwa.
In the beginning. There are the 24 elders.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Some of them are prophets. The 12. The other 12.
Batume.
The apostles. And the 12. They
are
the ones in the clans of Israel and their prophets. That's the Old Testament. The other 12. They worked through the apostles.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What is beyond that we shall know it. When we reach the third heaven.
Where
we study the 24 elders. But that foundation gets from there. And what concerns us are great secrets. That's where they say you are children of the God's household. They know us in Jerusalem very well. Remember. Jerusalem, which is an image of the one going to come. Even above, that's how they know us.
And
they will know which clan lost what. Or from which elder lost many people.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
that's how we've been prepared in the Jerusalem city. They expect us to get back, to go back home.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But that's how the preparation stands. We've gone back to Revelation. We've understood another secret. Why these names of the apostles? They are the ones of the
children of Israel.
They are on the gates of these walls. And we went to know. And those names. They were named the children of Israel. According to the names of the 24 elders. The first 12 among them. And on the walls we are going to see. The names of the apostles.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Okukora,
to make the total of 24 elders.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
I told the 24 elders. They were the first to be brushed off the Lord Jesus. And us we got from them. That's how we are counted as the holy priesthood of the Lord Jesus. And it is taken and led by the 24 elders. The clan of the living God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. As we get back to Revelation, we want to understand what concerns Jerusalem city. These words, take time to think of them. They are not words you've been in people's ears, even though in the people's hearts, even in the eyes of people. But like he promised, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 to 10, what has not entered our hearts, even what our ears have never heard, even what we've never seen, those are what God prepares for them who love him. And we has revealed them to us by his Spirit. Praise Jesus. For the Spirit searches all, even the ununderstandable things of God. And we say we fail to understand them. But the Spirit was in the Lord, and he's the one who understands God. Now we are so blessed. The Spirit will love us with this extent to begin right within us. In the name of our Master Jesus. We've gone back to Revelation 21. Revelation 21, verse 12. These are the names on the gates in this city of Jerusalem of heaven. You see how they divide territories. They are divided in the east. There
are
these three homelands. Now where will be the city? Because heaven is circular. You may not discover the east. But on the map of God, you can discover it.
kubanga ekibuga kino
for this city
ebichikwatako byonna babi demonstrating a lamp stand
zezo what concerns are demonstrating the lamp stand
homeland eri mujinja na SP eri mujinja bweti ne bweti abo bagwa mu east
they are the ones who show that these homelands are in the east
nebo bo tunula wali eri
but when you look you see it circular
tushwa kumanyo beno yemu
you cannot know whether this is the east
ne wali obo bimanyo kusinzira
but there you know
homeland zize bakugambye ne gates bakugambye
homelands and the gates they have told you
Chibuga Jerusalem chata ikuba burundi
Jerusalem was prepared very well.
Bichikwata kumbambira bakubikondo byata.
What concerns it you sit on a lampstands?
Mine bikondo eta tugera kuba litubira gabunji
bibira bakabinene. They are big.
Kuba mudaba kuli buli kimu kyonna.
You see everything concerning the city.
Era mutuka ito sobola kubura.
And when you reach there you can't get lost.
Ubo manya umanya katinjaga gena mu east.
That I want to go to the east.
Waliyo homeland kina chi.
There is what and what homeland?
Katika nonde ko jengenda mu east.
Let me choose where I'm going to the east but I'm going to the east. You can never get lost.
Because
you can come to worship. And you come in the center of the city. And you say, I'm not going to the east, I'm going to the west. I'm going to which homeland? Let me see the homelands in the west. There is Beriel. The one of Beriel is in the east. You are there when you see everything clear. You choose, you are on the lampstands and you look and you say, I want to go where? Everything is shown where you want to go. If you want to go, you can ask, when did I last see this
person?
Is in which homeland? I want to go right there. And they bring the homeland for you right there. On the lampstand. He is there moving in this homeland. You two, you move, Mr.
Pastor.
I enjoy the worship. I want to go there. There you're going to rest everything. They do it for you. The Holy Spirit does everything. I last saw the brethren.
Apostle Gundi.
Which homeland? The Holy Spirit was in homeland. The lampstands are seven around the city. What you ask is what you bring on the lampstands. They are like streets, they are like screens in the city. Everything they updated for you there. When I saw the other technology,
you
don't bring technology to me and you pervert me. For the other is very high. Praise Jesus. They can tell you he's in this structure, mansion.
He's
in this homeland, but which mansion? And you zoom, immediately you are there. In our spiritual transports.
Azotas.
You are immediately there where they are. I cannot fail to work for Jerusalem. And what takes me on hell on these things? And what can confuse me on this world, which is more beautiful than in heaven?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let me tell you.
Katonda bayogera nti abantu bange bazikidirwa kula kumanya.
By the strength of lack of knowledge.
Mutufu obutamanya butukozesa ebintu
bingi. Ignorance makes you do a lot of wrong things.
Tutandika okwegombagomba ebintu ebimu ebitali nawe.
To desire some things which are worthless.
Netubula n'okubula nga tumanyi kye tukolerera.
Get lost without knowing what you work for.
Kubanga tumanya bunene bwa suvi lyo.
You don't know the greatness of your hope. That you would have held it. Buy just a phone of 500,000 and you pass the city when you're holding your pocket like this.
Because
you know you bought it 500,000, 1 million shillings.
And
it's worth it. If you knew how precious is heaven, you wouldn't have shifted off heaven. Builds a flat and makes a lot of land title for it. And he put a cavity, not selling a place. If we would have put cavity emptors on our heaven positions, I don't sell heaven. Live my life, I'm going back to heaven.
No matter what someone brings,
you say,
if you want to shift
cavity,
heaven, there is a cavity, we don't change it. Me, I have to reach there. But what we find, we never knew the price of them. The car can take you and you get corruptible. Just take a small house like this. Those funny flats we build in our world. Now the rest of the life you
waste,
and you work and write it, and you give it out in tribulations and suffering. Ignorance.
That
what my people have lost for lack of knowledge.
No
knowledge of just studying. Knowing the secrets of the kingdom of God. If they are revealed to us, even the elect would have gotten lost, but now they get lost for lack of knowledge. We learn every day as we heard. But there's nothing we reach into total understanding. And we speak of heaven, but we don't know the beauty of it. But this moment, we thank the living God in the name of our Master Jesus. And we have spirit. He sent his spirit and they have been created. And revealed great words to us. Let's get back to Revelations. Revelations 21 verse 13. Anywhere you hear, you just know. When we begin from right there, and we say, in the east, three doors. You know they are the midst of the homeland of Jasper and Sapphire and Chalcedon. And I know, okay, I want to go there. I pass through which gate? If everything comes on the lampstand. Praise Jesus. You cannot get lost from there. Everything in the direction where it is. This city, it comes from the central stretching and broadening itself. It's building, I think, like you see how the stones have been. It goes broadening the more you stretch deeper in it.
Even
the streets narrow themselves like that. I don't know if you understood me. Now you have to know the transport you're going to use. I feel my horse. Let me go on the street and ride my horse. When I feel I'm tired, I bring out my wings and they move me up in the buildings. I feel like going.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Where,
as you ride the horse on the streets, let's jump. And you put the wings within. And you fly as you still on the horse.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You always see these horses. Others bring out wings. Others fly. Because the images are small there. We want to bring them along with the angels. And you see what happens there. If you
want to
cross and you want to fly,
you bring your wings and you bring
within it, it's within you. The wings are back and you are the one flying. You stand on the top of the homeland.
You
see and you wonder how the Lord built. Revelations 21 verse 13.
Mm.
kino twakinyonnyoseeko.
This we got explained of it.
Nti gates zino zoraba.
These gates you see.
Zibera kamanya agebika byabana bisali
ku. They are names of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Wabula wolo zizino.
But the walls of each homeland.
Zibera ko amanya agabato 10
na. They have names of the 12 apostles.
Amanya ago.
Those names.
Gegaba kadabiri mwa abana.
They are of the 24 elders.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Simanya obontegera.
I don't know whether you understood me well. Revelations 21 verse
15.
Have you ever seen a rod of gold? You see Revelation 6 verse
4
to 5. And you see the angel of scales. They work under the spirit of counsel. What they call the tape measure of heaven. It is made up of gold. Which the Holy Spirit uses to measure. And when he was measuring this city of Jerusalem,
it's
in kilometers. And to us here, each kilometer here in heaven is a thousand. That's what you measure with. When you bring it out, a rod appears. It has those branches. Each one has what we call a meter here. 100
kilo,
every branch of how the measure appears. Their measure is not of circle like ours. It is in a rod like thing. You pull it out of that rod. It's of gold. Who has not understood how that tape measure is? That tape measure, you see how a rod appears, and it's a rod of branches. Every portion, from one portion to another, it's 1 kilometer of God. But to us, it's 1,000 kilometers. When he pulls his tape measure, it's not round like ours. It is just long. It means you cannot touch it with your hands. We are too short to even hold it. If each kilometer, they made it open like 5 kilometers. Those are how many to God in our calculation? 5,000. I don't know if I understood it. It means when you touch it, you are even in free. You are a very, very minute thing, small. You cannot measure. That's why they used to measure here in the Jerusalem city. Revelations 21:15. We speak of each homeland. We are in, our calculation, that means multiply it by 1,000. It is a city, a homeland. The city is very big enough. We cannot finish it, we cannot consume the whole of it. But what pains most? May a few people enter within it. Its road is very narrow on its
earth.
Even they who see to enter it, they are very few. The narrowness of this road, it came from ignorance.
There
a lot of ignorance in the world. That's what has narrowed it this way to there. Many are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
It's
not been able to see that way. Ignorance has blocked it, finished it. Revelations 21:17. Each wall. How many hands are those? Now every hand multiplied by 1,000. And you see how high is the wall. The good thing, when we go to heaven, we are like angels. Mark 12:25-27. But the height of an angel, we shall look at Revelations 10. Verse 1 and 2 down, and an angel can stand on the planet and stretch his hand to the heaven, and he stands on Africa and an Atlantic Ocean. At least we are tall, not as we are right now. For when we are like this, they are like, I don't know, you are like a worm. You are like a grasshopper, like they speak of us in Isaiah. The wall alone is far higher than you. Only the wall.
Is very,
on the situation we are in, is a situation of short people. Even if you bring a Sudanese,
American height,
I hear American height, all of you are very short. But what is so good, when we are saved, we get born again, like in John 3, and we are given a body from heaven. Corinthians 5. That body, it qualifies us to reside there in the height of heaven.
But
when you go in the size we are within, the other mansions, to enter just in the lower room, the lower floors, you are a very short thing. For even angels enter within them as you enter the house. And it's not finished, it is a very tall angel. There are even those in those mansions. You branch from a street to enter your house. They enter and their doors. And the portion remains moving up. And they fit in the doors. In this city there are beds, there are dining rooms, different places which are good. There are streams passing within it, and it passes. If you want to swim and you fall in the water of life of the Holy Spirit, you can fall and swim a little, and it takes you to the other homeland and passes the streets down and moves. The city was made when it's very good. There are cups and salt and plates. They are made in different stones. Not that you're going to cook. There is nothing like cooking. Just to enjoy the beauty. When you want to make food, you make it yourself. We shall see of that food when we study the angels, the way they make their food. To plates of the Father, to eat on the plates of Jasper. And he goes in the streams of the living waters. And he gather water. And the water is very clear. Maybe I drink with a glass.
Jerusalem
is very beautiful. Beyond what we think of it. You rest in your bed. God made the other things.
You reach there,
everything displays itself before you. Praise Jesus. The city was made when it's beautiful enough. I admire and desire it every day. Praise Jesus. That's why in this world there is nothing you can build which can move my spirit. Nothing at all. And when someone gives me a house, I thank on the level we are on. But if it wasn't
something,
and it's not bad, I wouldn't have thanked. For it uses a very small level, low. But not thanking is bad on earth. You remain thanking. Praise Jesus.
It's
not something that has surprised you. If you put me anywhere, me, I can live there. For there's nothing here. What is in heaven? Let's proceed on. Revelations 21 verse
17.
This angel used the measure of man. It means human level, we have to multiply to get the measurements of God. Here we've gone saying, let's look at 2 Peter 3:8 and 10. One to God is 1,000. It means you have to multiply it. And you see how the wall reaches high. They used human measurements here. You have to get back the measurements of God. God measures within kilometers. Revelation 21:18. All the wall is in the stone of jasper.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Like you see right there. That stone we
reflect.
It reflects how the homeland looks like. The stone was made when you can look through and you see what's in there. It means it can reflect the color of the homeland. And it comes within that stone. That center is very beautiful. You may want to even sit and live there. Where there is not going to be rain hitting you. That the sunshine hit you, the situation of there is very beautiful enough. It is on a stabilizer. It's not cold, it's not hot. It's enough. It's just enough.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even if you sleep there, I'm not going back to the homeland, for it's not going to get night. It's nothing like night or day. It's just there, stable. You are one who feels and you're like, let me relax a little, and you sleep a little.
For our body
rests.
Even angels are there and they go and rest. And they sleep dreaming when they're on earth.
These
transports which are spiritual remain everywhere.
Others dream when they
are above. But others don't want to dream so much coming on earth.
They dream
when they have gone back to New Jerusalem
and they have
moved from glory to glory. Remember, when you leave this Jerusalem, you shall live from glory to the new glory.
Bible
says in Romans 8:18-20
that the glory which is revealed us
is not worthy. We're not worthy of it. That what we've suffered,
affliction
cannot be compared that you are worthy for Jerusalem. God just gives us. No one has worked for that city. No one has worked enough for it.
Worked
enough to be given. He's just given us. And he says, prepare it for his children. Revelations 21, verse 18. The center of the city, it's of gold, but it's like of glass in the center, and heading its streets.
And when you think
it's a glass, it's not like our roads. You may think it's a glass going to break, for you see yourself,
Mama,
I am on the street.
You see yourself,
walking on glass. But when you knock, and it's very hard.
You
just reach there, you can begin to act strange. After the Spirit teaches you all and you understand them,
when
you see the road is of glass, and you say, will it not break when I walk on it? He gives you word that knock and see. And you knock and it's very hard. If it's of glass, you think it's going to break. When you've come from the village,
at
the side of the wall there is the dust. But what you see, what
you see,
the homeland is like the dust. You can sit and you pour the dust. What is there? Is what is it? What will be in heaven?
Jerusalem
is very nice of heaven. I prepare myself for it every day. That's what I've prayed everyone to do. Revelations 21:19. That's the foundation we've seen, the first one, which was built by the first homeland, by the stone known as Jasper. The second homeland is of Sapphire. The third one
is that
Chalcedony.
Mm-hmm.
nawandagara.
The fourth one, emerald.
Kati simanyo bwe yakubera mu yakutano.
I thought they want to be in the pink homeland. You may see if one is nice. This homeland built in this stone.
You
say it's nice.
Ati neno,
even the other.
Mukama anjagala kubera.
I wish do I want to be?
You
may reach there and you ask the spirit where you want to be. You have failed to make a choice.
This is
homeland. From the foundation to the top, it's like that. The seventh, chrysolite. Beryl, the eighth.
Topaz,
the ninth homeland.
Chrysopras. Omanyi ne kino tugaya kikolera practice.
Wala
practice okwogera homeland
ye wakamu. Go practice to speak homeland of home.
Totuka yeri wakanga olina amaru.
Don't reach home and your
home. You
can't even speak
homeland ye waka.
The homeland of home. The
11th.
Jathins. And the 12th.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. We shall reach home. The
seasons
of the devil ended. We had given him a short time to trample the seat of God together with them who hold on God's commands and laws. All the seasons are finished. All secrets and the witnesses as we heard they are coming out. Praise Jesus. Revelation 21:21. All cities of gold.
Gates
all gates of gold.
Luru.
Pearls.
The gate is
yeah, the gates are very beautiful.
Now
you can even sit on the gate. And you're seeing it. Me, Lord, I'm still seeing the gate. I don't know how long I'll spend here, but I'm still seeing the gate. That's why we
can
have to take 7 years for us to see everything clear. And when you get back
to
your
pictures,
you want to see the one you were shown yesterday. But you would want to see what you saw yesterday. You are not contented. You want to see again. I wanted that for you. We delayed a lot to study it. And we studied it. And there will delay on it for scriptures. They pass through the lampstand. And they get from you and the images. And now we played on the gates and you will be contented. At least, Lord. But I still want to see. Revelations 21:21.
I told you when you reach the streets, you look through and it's like glass. And you see yourself. And you step on it to see whether it breaks. Let it not break and I fall down.
Or
at least the Spirit tells you, step on. You knock, knock and see on it. It's hard. You will not fall down. When you reach there, you are so backward, for you've come from the village. Revelations
21:22.
Remember, this is the body of Christ.
Now,
there's nothing that they build. It's a separate building we're going to enter in, and you worship like we're here. It is heaven. There's nothing like rain or sunshine.
You come in the above.
And even above it's like that. At the center is like where you fellowship from. But it's not built. No. Heaven is the cover up. He calls it his house. The entire heaven. What house can it be from you? Heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool. He says his house is the heaven. Revelations 21:23. There's no sun, not the moon, like in our fourth heaven, where we find the planets. There is the sun and the moon. But in Jerusalem, there is no sun. There is no star. And moon. Time was made and it's just enough. That heaven shines different colors up there. Just like you see there. And the lampstands. They two golden colors splash from them. And that is so
shiny.
Even the smallest particle, you can see it. Can I tell you what is not in Jerusalem? There is no shadows. We used to walk, I never saw shadows there. There is no shadow. For light comes from every side. It disappears within you.
There
is no shadow, you have no shadow there.
We studied
many things. Let us stop there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. The other city, I don't know how God made
it.
I explain, but the beauty is just beautiful. You cannot see of your shadow there. You don't see that your colleague has a shadow on the other. The light which there comes from every side. These lampstands surround the entire city. And they're very tall.
Yeah,
even to the height of angels, even beyond them, they are equated to the height of the wall. Now light comes from all over. You cannot see my shadow. Nothing. Even where the behind there is light. Now shadow disappears. There's no shadow there. Even the cities have no shadows. That the shadow of this mansion is covering this side. There's no shadow there. Revelations 21:23.
Mm.
Yesu
yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
The glory of the Lord appears in the Holy Spirit lampstand. His word lights all over.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Ekibuga bwe kitoke kyakula.
Now the seed appears like that.
Tujja kubanga tuchiddamu eri gye tunaasemba.
We shall repeat it where we shall end.
Tujja kuddamu ko okukinyikiza mu mitima gyaffe.
We shall put it back within our hearts.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga okusinziira ku Zaburi.
But according to Psalms.
Twalabye nga kirimu emigga gya Mukama.
We saw it has the streams of the Lord.
Zisalee munda mu bizimbe byaffe.
They pass within our mansions.
Era wabeerawo n'omanya nti mugundi mu kifo bw'ekiti mu bw'ekiti wayitawo omugga.
And there is a knowledge that in this place they pass a stream. I want to go there.
Nabe ku mazzi ag'obulamu.
And I go bath water of life.
Mtukuvunga
yakuluka. Remember it is the Holy Spirit flowing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Naye katubuuze ebibuuzo.
But let us ask questions.
Kunako lwe Sunday.
On Sunday.
Tujja kujja tulabe emigga egyo.
We shall come see those streams.
Then tulyoke tuyingire tulabe. Tulabe ebikwatagana ne bakerubi.
And we enter see what concerns the cherubim. In the central.
Katubuuze ebibuuzo.
Let us ask questions. God bless you.
Tuyinayo video gye tugenda okulaba.
We have a video we're going to see and watch.
Amina. Kwebatoleera. Jukira omuntu ku bwe tunatusoma creation tujja kulaba engeri gye yamikisingamu amayinja ago oba okutondawo amayinja ago.
We shall see how the Spirit created those stones.
Kubanga tumuwulira mu lubereberye essuula esooka n'olwokubiri.
Hear him in Genesis 1:2.
Bwe yamaamira ku mazzi amangi.
When he spread the many waters.
Naye bw'amaamira.
But when he spread.
Aleeta amaanyi ge mu kala eza rainbow musanvu.
Powers in the seven colors of rainbow.
Asobola omumikisinga ng'akozesa amazzi.
He can mix using water each color he wants.
Bw'amala n'akuwasa.
And after he makes it hard.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Then nafulumya kala.
And it brings out the color.
Kibaki ekyo kati kyojja okulaba nti ne bali babakolera mayinja ago.
This is what you see even others are made of stones, the cherubim.
Ne bamalayika.
Even the angels.
Ati nafu omubiri gwe batuweereza okuva mu ggulu.
Even the body we get from heaven.
Okusinziira ku luyimba 5:5.
According to Songs of Songs 5.
Paka
2:25.
Lulaga nti bakolera mayinja ago. Agaperulo, safiro gwe
batuweereza. They work those stones of beryl, sapphire.
Okategedde bulungi. So amayinja ago nago gajjibwa mu ngeri eyo.
Those stones were got in that way.
Waliwo abuuza omulala kwanje. Amanya ga gundi g'abakadde 24.
The 24 elders.
Ge manya ago. Anti abakadde 24.
The 24 elders.
Abana ba Isirayiri ebika bya 10 n'ameka.
The 12 tribes of Israel. Make 12.
Then n'abaki?
And the 12 apostles.
Matayo 10 otera okubasema. Bobagatta bakola 24.
When you join 12 plus 12, 24.
Then ne gaddaya manyago gaba kadabiri mwabana.
And those names go back there of the 24 elders.
Kubasinga bakadabiri mwabana bano.
For if these 24 elders.
Bali nga bebana ba Isirayiri.
We are the children of Israel. And the apostles.
Ate Yokana tiyandi barabye kuba yali omu kubatume.
John wouldn't have seen them for he was one of the apostles.
Mama abawenye omukisa.